I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Thanks for tuning in on this Saturday morning. Albert Pyle outlines the Mercantile Library's 2013 lecture series later on Cincinnati Edition, and Linda Vaccarello from Cincinnati Magazine will be here to discuss her interview with Hollywood photographer Matthew Rolston about his book of portraits of the ventriloquist dummies at Vent Haven Museum in Fort Mitchell. That's in about 15 minutes. First, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
The Northern Kentucky University Board of Regents has approved the adoption of a tobacco-free campus policy. The board's action this week authorizes NKU's president to develop the policy and appoint a tobacco-free campus task force to come up with recommendations for the transition and the policy's implementation. The process will include students, faculty, and staff, and could take up to 18 months. The man in charge of safety and security for the Cincinnati School District says the board is pleased with the measures he has in place. Director of School Services Bill Mooring explained to a room full of administrators what's keeping students secure.
We have secure entrances. We have employee card access systems. We have what we call a lobby guard system for visitors to sign in and sign out. We have lockdown buttons. We have camera systems in our schools.
Mooring says there's also a lockdown box outside of the schools for emergency responders, and in each classroom there's a kit complete with a clipboard of emergency evacuation procedures. Every year, Mooring updates the board on safety and security, but this year there was more interest after the Newtown shooting. More people voted early by absentee ballot in last fall's presidential election than ever before in Ohio. Secretary of State John Husted says more than 1.86 million absentee ballots were counted in the November election, 120,000 more than were cast in 2008. Husted says two-thirds of last fall's absentee ballots were being mailed in, and 600,000 were cast in person.
Programs we put in place for early absentee ballots was successful in that we had more people vote early, which meant that reduced the potential for lines on Election Day, which is what early voting is supposed to be all about.
Husted also says a record percentage of provisional ballots were counted, 83.5%, compared to 80% of the provisional ballots that were voted in 2008. Former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland announced this week he won't run again for the office in 2014. WVXU's political reporter Howard Wilkinson says Democrats had considered Strickland their strongest candidate to unseat Republican Governor John Kasich. He says the state's political parties reacted to the news.
The Republican Party chairman in Ohio, Bob Bennett, put out a statement saying that any Democrat who wants to take on John Kasich needs to think twice about it, because they argue that Kasich has been responsible for the economic recovery in Ohio, which has been fairly good compared to the national average. Now, the Democrats on the other side say, look, Ted Strickland is the one who got this started. It happened under his watch. It happened under President Obama's watch.
Strickland lost the governor's office in a close and hotly contested race in 2010, taking 47% to Kasich's 49%. Hamilton County commissioners say a responsible bidder hiring policy enacted by the city violates Ohio law and is bad for business. The policy affects companies bidding for jobs related to the Metropolitan Sewer District's multi-billion-dollar federally mandated system upgrade. Some business owners say the new policy, which includes apprenticeship mandates and other regulations, makes them ineligible to even bid for MSD projects. Don Smith is the president of Smith & Brown Contractors.
In the last 8 years, we've done approximately just under $12 million worth of work on MSD projects, ranging in size from $5 million to under $100,000. All of them were completed successfully and in a timely manner. And yet currently we are not considered responsible enough to do or bid MSD work.
Commissioners say the responsible bidder policy gives preferences to companies within Cincinnati city limits in violation of state code. The board plans to pass a resolution blocking the policy Monday. MSD is owned by the county but operated by the city. A co-chair of Kentucky's Task Force on Reforming the State's Pension System believes the legislature should act now to fix its problems and not wait to be called into a special session. Republican State Senator Damon Thayer wants to see lawmakers back the panel's recommendations in the next 30 days.
We have before us a bipartisan set of recommendations. It is a consensus compromise in the truest sense of the word. It passed the task force by a vote of 11 to 1. It makes recommendations on how to deal with the unfunded liability and creating a system for new employees going forward that will share the risk.
Thayer says legislators need to be bold because they're facing a fiscal challenge unlike any other in recent memory. He says he'll sponsor a bill that closely reflects the suggestions of the Pension Reform Task Force. Findlay Market could soon be home to Cincinnati's first freestanding public restroom, and if the test location does well, others could be added in downtown and over the Rhine. Several cities have such facilities. Portland has successfully developed and placed several Portland loos. City officials say these freestanding facilities address the major negative issues associated with public restrooms. Councilmember Chris Seelbach and others had requested the information.
I think there's more of a need for public restroom facilities that we just don't have, and the ones we do have aren't open 24 hours. So I ask for a report on how we could better handle restroom facilities that are open to the public with our expanding population in downtown and over the Rhine.
City administrators didn't recommend expanding the hours at existing facilities within public buildings because of personnel cost and repairing damage from vandalism. The report says the cost of the freestanding restroom is about $130,000 plus $15,000 a year for maintenance. But Seelbach says the actual installation cost will be less than that. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.